When Mike Baum presented the first data from ATT&CK in December 2001, it was right after Trevor Pauls had presented the bisphosphonate data showing a survival adjuvant benefit. He talked about, I think, the, quote, dream team. Where are we right now in terms of bisphosphonates preventing metastasis?
Well, I think we're waiting for some pretty important data. The cladrenate story in adjuvant therapy looks promising, but we're waiting for the NSABP results. I think maybe next year we're going to see the results of hopefully confirmatory large randomized trial of cladrenate versus placebo. And then we're moving into a number of trials that are looking at bisphosphonates that have more avidity, that are theoretically more effective. But we really don't, I think, know, even in osteoporosis, how well those drugs compare to one another. And I think in breast cancer, we don't know at all yet. And it's a little bit scary that we're starting to see some of these, for example, this jaw necrosis, which seems to be more common in the intravenous bisphosphonates, seems to be more common with Someta and with pomidrenate, and doesn't seem to be seen at all. I guess you don't use cladrenate in the U.S.
That's right. It's not
available.
We
use cladrenate a ton for breast cancer. It's cheap. It's oral. You have to fuss with the patients about how to take it a little bit because it has to be taken twice a day and away from food. But beyond that, it's pretty well tolerated, and we know it's somewhat effective. We also use intravenous bisphosphonates, but it's not totally clear to me that they're better than a drug like cladrenate. And we may see more complications. I mean, we may see some of these bone things that seem to be related to the more avid bisphosphonates.
You know, it's going to be interesting if the NSABP trial is positive and cladrenate. I don't know, what's the whole story behind why cladrenate is not available? You know, I'm not sure what we're going to do.
Apparently, in some dim, distant day, there was some association of cladrenate with leukemia or suggestion that it was associated with leukemia. And because of that, the company that had it never put it back through the FDA. I think it would have been similar, for example, to epirubicin not having gone to the FDA. Went to the FDA, got turned back, and the company just decided not to promote it. And where in Europe and Canada we had it for years, the U.S. never had it. And I think cladrenate's been like that. I think it kind of got dropped from seeking approval at the FDA for a reason that now no one believes was really very important.